So this is a video of these teenagers harassing this mime at what appears to be a SeaWorld show. Look what they do. They go up to him. He's going, trying to do his act. She checks him, shoves her shoulder in him. And they're harassing. She's like pretending to slap him. They're trailing from behind
him. They're recording this. This is like embarrassing.
They're recording this, yeah. And she's like,
That was pretty hard.
Oh, these people just got into college, apparently. I don't know about that one boy. So the mime, he just goes like, you know, I'm just going to leave this situation. And I know for a fact he is holding back that urge to just give her a full uppercut.
Well, he wants, good for him, so look, for
and
leaving.
Then she goes and she's like, oh, look, we're all going to pretend to be him. Ha, 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 ha. Holy cringe. I've never seen something.
Who taught them? That behavior is so bad.
I feel partially responsible. People watch my prank videos and they think you can just harass people like
that.
That's
awful.
And they actually found the person and everything. Like, I think they...
Well, that I don't care about. Like,
they're like doxing them completely.
No, I don't believe in doxing.
Yeah, people. I don't think that they should be doxed. Let's read some of the comments.
Because she's a teenager.
Where's the boys at? Oh, geez. I mean, I definitely think that they... I hope their parents see that.
I think they definitely
learned their lesson because... unless you've been harassed by the internet, you're not going to really understand what it's like to be harassed by the internet. And yeah. I think that this experience, it will probably change them. But
want to know something really crazy?
Yeah.
Back in college, I had a class that we actually studied a few influencers who got doxxed and did something online. And then years later, even a week later,
school?
I learned this in school. And they talked about the importance of like behavior outside, like, even when someone isn't recording you, but in the chance that someone records you, or like it was back in the Twitter days when, remember that one person?
So schools are teaching you be on your best behavior. You don't know if someone's recording you and you might
It was a behavior class, but it was talking about the social shame. And so one specific occurrence that this reminds me of is that one girl who tweeted something. She went on an airplane and then when she landed, her tweet had gone viral by then and she had said something very derogatory.
I believe to an extent that social shaming and you know, there's exceptions, could be like the course correction for people's behavior.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't believe in the whole doxing and cancellation part because now these kids, let's just say she's
16, 17. You don't learn through cancellation.
Yeah, say she's 18 years old. She just got into college and like you're going to cancel her, get her kicked out of her school. And then boom, now her life is on a different trajectory.
What people don't get about canceling someone is it actually doesn't better them. It actually, that can cause a lot of mental illness. And
people kill themselves over it.
Yeah, like that's not teaching them to do better next time.
Yeah, and I think that if I was her, what I would do is I would actually, maybe they did do this, I don't know. I would actually find that mime and like make a video like apologizing to him. And then maybe even making some fun out of it and being like, I'm going to dress up as a mime just like you. Because they're clearly bullying and picking on him because he's a fat little doofus guy who's probably middle-aged working as a mime at SeaWorld. Like, that guy's life is miserable enough. And now he's getting bullied by teenagers. So maybe...
Well, I wouldn't say that, but...
You don't know that. I don't know that.
He might really love his job.
That's
why he walked away and just said, okay, like these are the people that are harassing me. And that's why I walked away and didn't pull up a fight.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you can't just punch a kid in the face.
No, I'm not saying a fight like that, but he didn't say anything. Just
He can't talk. He's a mime. He's committed to the act. He can't say anything.
Okay.
He's got to sign language his displeasure.
He doesn't have to, but
yes, he does. He's a good actor.
That's why I said I think he loved his job because he stuck to being a mime.
He did not break character. He did. He handled that the best way somebody can handle that.
Yeah.
But if I was them, I would go make a video apologizing to them and then dressing up as a mime with him and putting on some type of show. And showing, like, we're all friends now.
Okay.
And we're sorry we're in their lessons.
Yeah.
So. I kind of want to dress up as a mime now.
I don't.